Welcome to this week's edition of Night Train Poetry in Motion with me, Neil Fagan. Your midweek 30-minute ride of spoken word poetry. There's no chat, no comment, just kick off your shoes and live in the moment. Tickets are ready, take a ride to a place in your mind with no place to hide.
Darkened rooms and nightmare fear. From these eyes flow bloody tears. This broken mind is so unclear. Nothing is as it appears. Piercing howl towards midnight. Demonic monster I must fight. My heart has lit the candle bright. Can't penetrate the blackest night. Shadows dance upon cracked walls. Little Red Riding Hood plays down the hall. Eyes of red, they do enthrall. Beating heart to me, it calls. Angelic wings, I start to fly. Rain of blood up to the sky. Satan's call, I do defy. Battle hordes before I die. Melting faces made of clay, sharpened knives start to flay. Evil laughter far away. This wicked clown has come to play. From my throat a curdled scream, drenched in sweat, a chilled bloodstream. Through the pain shine golden beams to send my soul these broken dreams.
Dear love, I wait in the dark wood just for you. The downpouring night tells a tale of you and me every dark night. The burning desire of my royal barge gradually drifted back to the shore of your burned soul. The wet road of our memories breaks all the gaps between us. Oh love, you hide me. Like the clouds that hide the rain, the flames of our burning souls, undressed by the smoke of your guts, I wait in the dark wood, only for you, my beloved.
Hello Neil, the rest of the wonderful production crew and fellow scribblers out there. This opponent deals with my mother's brief but sadly unsuccessful battle with cancer. Poetry can be a conduit by which can convey an important message. After my mother passed away, I was left with the task of clearing out her house in order to get it ready for going up for sale. Whilst doing this, I came across a home testing kit for bowel cancer, which is designed to detect early signs of bowel cancer so that it can be effectively treated. Sadly, my mother never used it. She had been sent it 3 years previous, but had chosen to ignore it. So please, if you ever feel that there might be something wrong with you, please get it checked out. Early detection really can make all the difference. This is dedicated to my mum, and I call it simply gone, but not forgotten. I remember thinking to myself at the time, God, if you're there, if there was ever a time to show that you care, to prove me wrong, that time is now. I solemnly vow that I want to be wrong. Herald the moment with a fanfare or the throng of a marching band, but please, please just prove me wrong. Show that I'm not always right. Show that the feeling that's got my gut knotted up tight is not intuition, but a result of something that I've eaten that now wants to get its own back on me, that has an ambition to make me pay for my culinary crimes. It dawns on me with the subtlety of a sledgehammer that you've been hiding this from us for quite some time. I only fully realised this when clearing out your closets and I noticed how you'd taken all your skirts because they were coming loose with weight loss that I'd been too blind to notice. Deposits of guilt weighed down on me like retracted oaths. Not seeing the weight loss that you'd managed to hide by wearing bulkier clothes. What kind of son am I that, so wrapped up in my own problems I was unable to spot yours? Tanned skin from years of standing out in the elements while safely crossing school children across busy roads that served to hide the jaundice. How could I not have noticed? Serving society for so long, seeing other people's children safely to school for over 30 years, had earned you no favours from above. It had not dealt you a get-out-of-jail-free card in life's monopoly game. Am I to blame? And so I had to turn to my children as you packed an overnight bag and say, prepare yourselves for the worst. This is not going to end well. Not today. Not tomorrow. Time is like a loan. There's a limit to how much you can borrow. What kind of monster was I to give up on you so easily? Sometimes being a realist is a curse that I wish I didn't have to be. Ignorance is bliss. You'd always dealt out advice like a croupier deals out cards, but I guess you found it just too hard. Take your own advice. Don't bury your head in the sand, you used to say, but you'd done exactly that, perhaps hoping that the light of day would chase away your illness like it chased away the night. I knew that you wanted to put up a fight, but at the same time I also knew already that the fight was lost. That the coin had been flipped, and I was sorry to say that you'd lost the toss. So instead I drove you to the hospital and waited for 18 days while you were poked and prodded, while doctors whispered and nodded, who never really offered any answers or clues, who instead just skirted around the issues like dancers in a ballroom, each one trying to be charming whilst avoiding using phrases that you might find alarming, whilst trying not to trip over their words of attrition that were on a mission impossible to lessen the blow, to instill the comfort that they wanted to convey but failed miserably, like lukewarm ice cream on a hot summer day. Even though you had led a good life, cancer still cut you down like a knife. You always worked hard, did your best, paid your dues, never dreaming of your darkest nightmares that you'd receive this kind of news. We'd had our disagreements from time to time, you and I. We didn't always manage to see eye to eye. And that wasn't just because I'm 5'10" and you were 4'9". You traded light-hearted insults as if they were volleys in a tennis match that usually culminated in you giving me the finger, game, set and match. Oh, how some memories linger. But the memory that lingers the most these days is how cancer turned you into nothing more than a shell, how it took your soul and your dignity and made your life a living hell. I've learned now that life is a game of chance, of missed opportunities and circumstance. So with nothing more to be done for you, I brought you home to die and did my very best to try and make you comfortable, whilst you did your best not to quit. But for 6 weeks and a day, cancer took you away, bit by bit. I was left to watch while your life ebbed away like a tide going out, never to return to the shore that you were blessed with your gentle touch no more. Syringes of morphine and handfuls of pills were never going to fix or cure your ills. So on the 3rd of August, while I held your hand, you slipped away to the promised land, where I hope you found peace and the fresh light of day, and where I'll probably see you myself there one day, down the line when my time finally comes and I come knocking on heaven's door like a fanfare of drums. But for now I forge on like a slow-moving train, storing and cataloguing memories in the library of my brain. Because I've put my mind to it and tread carefully there, I can still remember you for the way you once were. Thank you.
Caught in the crossfire of well-hidden snipers that aim through the lens of venomous vipers, paralysed by poison, blinded by spies, unarmed victims, enemies in disguise, shadows that taunt us, ghosts we let haunt us, vanish in the light of our sudden surprise. We admit what we know must now be lies, worn down with the truth now right in front of our eyes. The war is revealed, our pain is explained, orders to an army we ruthlessly trained, kamikaze pilots who only care about fame, now facing checkmate as mere pawns of the game. This fight doesn't stop, this war never ends, for now we can have fun like siblings who pretend. Eventually lost in the torment, the passionate overpour, drowned by deja vu which we blissfully ignore. Yes, we have been here before, although we're unsure, because once again we snuck onto stage through the carefully hidden trapdoor. We're leaping head first, you see, liberated from our fears, refusing to believe that it'll all end in tears. That's the twist we leave ourselves in this master plan we plot. We can choose to be the villain, even though it's what we're not. In our imagination we run, till all is forgot. We can't police what we do when we're not sure who we're not. Better to be unknown than an all-knowing he or she, who remains a prisoner of their knowing, trying so hard to be free. When we know little we can explore, and discover drama through adventure. Goonies slowly turn into pirates though, as the grown-up thirst finds its quencher. Power-hungry zombies, with robotic centres, possessed and corrupt mad Franken-inventors, getting thrills from the world dreamt up in our dementia, evil sexy vibes we crave that reek of Transylvania, vamping about with our fangs on show, tanned by the night and the moon's ghostly glow, in the mirror we're vacant, trying so hard to see, when we're almost invisible from our transparency. And as the blood, guts and gore seep out our pores, we turn to dust in disgust, in the horror we fall. Where we once felt so big, we now feel so small, the aftermath of the monster, the green-eyed know-it-all. What's left is the show, the film that felt so real, leaving scars where we weep after an almighty squeal. We can repeat the story and bore ourselves to blame, or begin a new tale with a new squire spellbound by a dame, or be wicked and wild that they all try to tame, the Riddler with a scarred face and a question mark for a name. You could create every beautiful symmetrical friend from the flower of life and the petals you spend, buzzing like a bee whose dream was to fly, despite being the one who ate all the pies. Be so happy you clap, then forget all that we know, a new playground to explore and eventually outgrow. Puzzled how you got there when all you felt was bliss, a heckle to ground you and be the ultimate gift. In the confusion, the hoo-ha, the final what's wrong with me, we discover what was lost, the art of the comedy. The innocent kids find how you enjoy it all the same. This storm acquires a song to which we dance to in the rain, leaving us in a heap, wet behind the ears of shame, baptized by Mother Nature and the beauty in which we became. In fits of laughter you'll cry, tears signal the end, when we have the chance to be someone else, or not, and do it all over again.
Here it now stands, where once in regal dignity, now its splendour consigned to distant history. Its dominance once drew the attention of its gods, it stood there beauteous, proud, against all the odds. For the gods were jealous. How can this be? Turn, take a look at this magnificent tree. Go check it out, find out its intent. Ask why it doesn't bow to us gods magnificent. Vanity's questions were preferred, no answers given. The gods' answer to dumb insolence, lightning, tree-riven. So when were these acts, just how long ago? And where are these arrogant gods? Do we want to know? They created nature's beauty, perfect, pure. Didn't find for their vanity eternal cure. They've gone, tree stands as a warning to all. Don't be as they'd make you, stand yourself tall.
when plans go awry and ends don't quite meet. Find me between the cracks of heart's concrete. When you're cast adrift and rudderless, all alone, sister, brother, and motherless. Find me between the percussions of your heartbeats, where breath, death, and living life meets. When your legs are laden, feet heavy like lead, fearing the hills and the valleys to tread. Amidst the cordite clouds, battling last stands, when in desolate landscapes of no man's lands. Beyond every obscured word, vision and sound, find me in every manifested blessing abound, and be found both shallow and profoundly complex, in extremes of emotional love to neglectfully vex. When you're rising again from lowest of plights, or dizzying the highest of heights, find me in the lightest of lights and darkest of nights, where veils are revealed, renewing new sights, gracing a light, a might, a purpose, love and release, when finding the truth, and finally peace.
All right, everyone at Scribble, this is a poem based on the movie It by Stephen King, and it's called Pennywise the Clown, and I hope you like it. Don't you want a balloon? Don't you? Don't you want a balloon? Everything floats down here. You know, I'll be seeing you soon. What do you mean you don't talk to strangers? I'm no stranger. I'm Pennywise the Clown. Just like those clowns in the circus, we can have fun just playing around. Everything floats down here, Georgie. Everything floats just the same. That's it, Georgie, come closer. As you feel your life slip down the drain. Give me your hand, little Georgie. Gotcha, now come on down. I love the taste of sweet children's pain. Now I'm not clowning around. I feast on the innocence and terror. I savor that look of pure fear. Now you have entered my circus, and everything's floating down here. Beep, beep, do you wanna play with me? I'll make all your nightmares come true. I'll give you a balloon and some candy, if you let me start playing with you. Look into my eyes, they are deadlights. Once I've fixed you under their beam, I know you will see me when your eyes are closed. Your nightmares are my living dreams. Don't you want a balloon, kid? Just reach out, take hold of the string. Would you like to see a real magic trick? I promise you won't feel a thing. Just follow me down to the sewers. It's the place where cotton candy is made. I rip out your soul and I'll eat it. Beep, beep, welcome to my deadly parade. Everyone loves going to the circus. Coming down and see old Pennywise. If you're looking for pure entertainment, I will give you the best show of your lives. I promise we'll have fun together. Everything's floating down here. Just give me your hand and I'll show you the way. I am Pennywise, you've nothing to fear. Don't you want a balloon? Don't ya? Beep beep, don't you want a balloon? The circus will be coming to your town. I guess I'll be seeing you soon.
Oh, with a soul. Oh, I love the moments. The anticipation. Oh, with a soul. Oh, I love the moments. But hate the waiting. Oh, with a soul. With its warm caress. It's decision making. Lust-filled mind. Doubtful hesitation. Oh, with a soul. With much hesitation. Oh, with a soul. How do I have reservations? Reservations of us. You, the lust. What is this? Who are we? What will become of us? Oh, with a soul, with his hesitation. Oh, with a soul, how I hate waiting. Oh, with a soul, Our love gives me so many reservations. Oh, with his soul.
Every night she paints the sky a little darker, blotting out stars that she's given up on, burning balls of dust that her imagination can no longer shoulder. Someone else can have their light. Someone with a little hope left. She'd rather draw in grayscale memories, outline them in crimson. It's a little more realistic that way. Contemporary, at least. The few last glowing bits in the horizon give all that is needed for the final strokes of her legacy. A promise to herself. A tribute to the fallen. A gift for those who are sure to wander under the path that she found so long ago. Maybe it will save them. Give them what they need to find their way. She lay her brush under the stone before her and let the grass take the blood from her hands before she reaches out. One final star shines in her eyes, the only one left to guide them home.
The Trickless Magician. The magician has not been born yet. He is not a coin in a silk purse. His skin does not hold messages. He is not a tarot. All his soft wrinkles suggest nothing. The magician is curled in a plush bag of liquid in darkness. His inspiration comes via a rope of blood. His lungs are as still as the moment just the magician is now being born. His mother is not curtains. The audience is gone, is made of gone, is gone watching. No, is actually gone, not being able to not watch. The magician's mother is pushing, not pulling. There are no rabbits, for there are no hats. The magician's body is being squeezed. He cannot levitate like this, but the magician is about to pass to the other side.
First, there was nothing, just nothing. A blank, empty space, a void that was crushing. And something ignited what looked to be nothing, and out of the blast, the universe came gushing. The gases combined to create matter and time, a violent event tore across space, a paradigm. The matter coalesced and formed planets in the mist. Stars burst into life, their light would persist. Expansion, creation, violent attraction, some worlds collided in nuclear reaction. A cacophony of sound should have been heard. If you sat and you watched the universe give birth, millions of galaxies stretch out across space. 2 minutes to count, you cannot keep pace. Who created this chaos and what was the plan? So speak of a being, the ultimate helmsman. Life evolves in numerous ways, reaches its optimum and then fades away. Some prosper and grow, move fast or slow, live life in a spectrum that we never know. But out in the midst of time sits a bright blue globe spinning, its face is sublime. It's everything you think of as earthly. It's warm and inviting and definitely not surly. This planet we call Earth is balanced and benign. The environment is soothing for our fragile minds. As a species we inhabit this glorious place, protected from the chaos that ravages space. It's unique, it's a gift, a paradise, a utopia. Let's not abuse it, lose your myopia. We share this space with other creatures, Some that we see, others' wavelengths don't reach us. Well, that's it for this week. Hope you enjoyed the journey on the Night Train Express. Until next week, as we say on the Scribble Show, may your God or your gods go with you. Thank you for listening.